Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about judging with clear evidence. The Prophet Muhammad said the following to two men when they came to him with a dispute about inheritance and the things that had become effaced. The Prophet said, one of you might be more agile in his evidence than the other. So, if I was to judge something in his favor that was actually from the right of his brother, then I'm giving him a part of hell. Each of the two men asked him, O Messenger of Allah, does this right of mine belong to my companion? He replied, no. But go and become brothers and have compassion, and each of you should forgive the other. Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, speaking to Imra al-Qais, the famous poet, Imra al-Qais was in a dispute with another person about a piece of land. The Prophet said, do you have any evidence? You know that the land belongs to you? He said, no. The Prophet then said, make him swear by Allah. He said, in that case, by Allah, he will take my land. The Prophet said, if by falsely swearing this person takes the land, he will be among those whom Allah will not look at on the day of judgment, and he will not purify him, and he will be severely punished. Meaning, Imr al-Qais, he didn't have any evidence that the land belonged to him. And so the Prophet said that in this case, there's a famous principle in Islamic jurisprudence, al-bayyinatu lil-mudda'i wal-yaminu ala man ankar. Right, the person who is making a claim, he has to produce evidence. If he doesn't have any evidence, then the person disputing the claim, he swears, he makes an oath, or he swears by Allah that what the other person claiming is false. Imran al-Qais said, if that's all it takes, this person is going to lie and swear by Allah that it belongs to him, whereas it doesn't. The Prophet said, don't worry about that. That might be the case. It might not really belong to him, but this is the law. If really it doesn't belong to him, right, then he will be punished for it in the hereafter. He said, the person became frightened. And when this person, the other person who was disputing with Imran al-Qais, he heard this from the Prophet, he became frightened as a result, and he returned the land to Imran al-Qais, meaning it didn't really belong to him. The words of the Prophet had such an effect on him that, he returned the land, and he admitted that he was falsely disputing it with this person, Imran al-Qais. Similarly, Imam Ali said, there are five things that a judge must accept at face value: guardianship, marriage, inheritance, slaughtering, and witnessing. If the witness appears trustworthy, their testimony is permitted, and they should not be asked about their inner aspects. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at judging with clear evidence in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.